I am leading a healing journey, and I invite you to come along with me. I'm Maria Patrick, and this is the Wishing You Well podcast. I come to you weekly with inspiration and information to improve our health so that we can live better and longer lives. Today, we're going to talk about dancing and the many ways in which it can boost your mental as well as your physical health. I was inspired to research and talk about this topic by someone who became globally famous for cutting loose and dancing, the actor Kevin Bacon of Footloose movie fame. Did you hear the incredibly exciting news that Kevin Bacon said yes? I'm about to fill you in if you don't know what I'm talking about. The movie Footloose, which is all about the fictional town of Beaumont, Utah, where dancing is outlawed, is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Kevin Bacon played the lead character in the 1984 movie, Ren McCormick, who is a high school student who moves with his mom from Chicago to this small Utah town and fights to overturn the dancing ban, which has been imposed by the town council. He does this so that the high school can have an end of the school year prom with dancing. While the town was fictionalized, the school where the film was filmed is very real. It's Payson High School in Payson, Utah. The school is closing its doors at the end of the school year and will be moving to a new location. So the students came up with the most wonderful way to commemorate and celebrate, inviting Kevin Bacon to return to the place where Footloose began for the school's last ever prom. These kids have been on a year-long mission to make their dream come true. Their Bring Kevin Back to Payson campaign included putting on a full production of the Footloose musical at their high school, creating TikTok videos in which they recreated scenes from the movie, flooding social media with posts using the hashtag Bacon to Payson, decorating the entire school with poster-sized photos from the movie, recreating Kevin Baker's locker from the movie, and raising money to support Kevin's foundation, 6degrees.org, which supports local communities with projects that are focused on youth empowerment, justice, equality, and sustainable living. The students have said that this entire school year, this anniversary year for the movie, has been completely dedicated to Footloose. Last week, the school hosted an early morning pep rally, which included cheerleaders and a pep squad and their marching band and students dressed up as strips of bacon. Much to their surprise and delight, a very special guest joined them on their Jumbotron via Skype. Yes, you guessed it. Kevin Bacon himself joined the Footloose pep rally, and the gymnasium erupted in applause and cheers and excitement. Kevin told the students how impressed he's been with their efforts. He said, "I have been so impressed with everything that's been going on and with this crazy idea to get me to come back. The movie and Payson High School were a big part of my life, and I've been amazed at the work that all of you have been putting into this with the musical, the flash mobs, and the recreations. It hasn't gone unnoticed by me." Kevin Bacon also said that he was extra impressed and very grateful and inspired that they raised so much money for his charity. If you watch a video of Kevin's virtual visit to the school, you can see the students, as Kevin is talking, with prayer hands, hoping and praying that Kevin would mention their prom. After some waiting and buildup of excitement came the big announcement. Kevin said, thank you. I'm gonna come. I gotta come." What a dream come true for these students. We're all going to have to just stay tuned to see how this story ends when it comes prom time. In case you've never seen the movie Footloose, it was the 7th highest grossing film of the year back in 1984. It made $80 million at the domestic box office. It's considered a movie classic. Its message still resonates all of these years later, and the movie's iconic theme song by Kenny Loggins is still a popular dance song 40 years later. That brings us to dancing. There are so many health benefits to dancing that we shouldn't leave it just to the high school students at their prom and the footloose dance-off that they're likely going to have with Kevin Bacon. We need to put on some music, get moving, and cut loose. Today, I'm telling you why. No matter what type of dancing you are doing, whether it's salsa, cha-cha, ballroom, anything in between, there are so many benefits to our mental as well as our physical health. It's the ultimate workout. It's not just physical, it's cognitive. The body is moving. The brain is engaged. Our moods get lifted. We work up a sweat. We elevate our heart rate. We burn calories and we get our steps in. The evidence for the health benefits of exercise itself is indisputable. We talk about it a lot in the podcast. Many studies have been conducted over the years, including those that have been led by the researchers at Harvard Medical School. The results show that regular activity builds muscle and bone, reduces fat, increases aerobic capacity, lowers your blood pressure, improves the ratio of good to bad cholesterol, and so much more. Dancing does all of this. And because there's music involved, dancing has even more benefits than other forms of exercise because the music will stimulate your brain's reward centers, while at the same time the dance movements are activating the sensory and motor circuits of the brain. Dancing has been used successfully with Parkinson's patients and others with movement disorders to improve their balance, their gait, their stability. Studies have shown that as great as walking is for your health, dancing has greater improvements in memory and problem solving than walking does. So let's break down the benefits. I have nearly a dozen of them to share with you. Number one, first of all, dance helps you to live longer and more comfortably. Why is it that we do things with reckless abandon when we are younger, but as we get older, we become self-conscious and we worry about having two left feet? Dancing is a full body workout. It works your body across many different planes, including rotationally and laterally. You are moving in multiple directions and dimensions. Your body becomes very fluent and flexible, not rigid. You end up moving your arms in the air, circling them, swaying your body from side to side, torquing your torso. It makes it a workout for all of your muscles. You're going to boost your balance and your flexibility in addition. Number two, dancing improves your cardiovascular health. There was a report in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine back in 2016 that found that moderate intensity dancing, the kind that gets your heart rate up and your breathing going hard, reduced the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease more than brisk walking did. Number three, another bonus is that dancing has been shown to help reduce chronic pain. There was a 2022 study that was published in the Journal of Pain Medicine. 74% of the participants in this study showed a measurable reduction in pain by dancing regularly. Those who got the greatest benefit were the ones who danced 60 to 150 minutes a week. Among the dancing's benefits for pain sufferers is that it gives you the incentive to move more. You have fun, it's uplifting, it improves your mood. It's considered to be very effective in the management of chronic pain. Number four, fourth benefit of dancing, it boosts your connection with other people. When you dance with other people, you can notice this happening as you're doing it. You start to get in sync with them. This is because we have mirror neurons in our brains, which give us the capacity to match what others around us are doing and feeling. So when you're with people whose bodies are moving and flowing and swaying to the music, and they're relaxing and expressing themselves in a joyful way, it's going to be contagious, and you will be doing this in synchronicity with them, much like line dancing or walking in step, and you will end up building increased feelings of trust, empathy, and an overall greater sense of well-being. Number five, dance is a workout for the brain. I mentioned this in brief earlier. It may look easy, but dancing is actually, or at least it can be, a challenging task because it involves choreography. This requires different parts of your brain to work hard and connect with one another. Your brain is processing the music, it's planning out your movements, it's monitoring the space around you so that you don't end up stepping on people's toes around you. Your brain's anticipating your next step. So all these studies that have been conducted demonstrate that dancing builds brain connections, improves your memory, keeps you sharp as you age, and reduces cognitive decline. 469 people over the age of 75 were involved in a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and their brain activity was measured doing various activities, including swimming, walking, biking, and dancing. And the one that showed the least cognitive decline and the lower rates of dementia was dancing. Number six, dance enhances your emotional health. Dancing boosts your endorphins, which are your feel-good chemicals. When your endorphins are increased, you're going to have significantly reduced symptoms of depression, stress, and anxiety. And the benefit of this is that if you feel better while doing something, you're going to be likely to be able to do it longer. We do end up storing a lot of emotion and trauma in our bodies. And when you dance, this is a wonderful way to release those emotions, whether it's fear, anxiety, anger, grief. Those emotions get stuck not only in our bodies, but according to traditional Chinese medicine, which is what I study and practice and teach, those emotions get stuck in the organs. So many dance and movement therapists have encouraged dance, and this is same for Chinese medicine doctors, encourage movement of their clients and patients to get rid of negative emotions, let them express those emotions in a physical way. And this will let you access emotions that may have been buried very deep for many years. Benefit number seven, dancing makes you stronger. It builds your core strength. You're engaging your abs. You're working on balance. Your legs get stronger. Your posture is improved, all of which will make you more resistant to injuries and pain. Benefit number eight, dancing makes you flexible. Think about it. You're stretching your limbs while you're dancing. This is going to make you stronger, more flexible, limber, and it's going to improve your mobility and expand your range of motion. Important things as we age gracefully. Number six, dancing is good for your bones. This is because it's a weight-bearing activity, which helps to not only maintain your bone density, but also improve it. You're going to build more bone mass, which is something that becomes more of a priority as we get older. Dancing can even reverse the effects of osteoporosis. Benefit number 10, dancing lowers your stress. The Mayo Clinic says that all movement is good for lowering stress, but that dancing is by far the best because it significantly lowers your cortisol. And last but not least, benefit number 11, dance is great for weight loss. It's considered aerobic exercise as well as anaerobic, which means it burns calories like crazy. 30 minutes of dancing can burn up to 300 calories. Okay, so that brings us back to Kevin Bacon and the Footloose movie. In case you are wondering what Kevin's character Ren did to try to get the dancing ban overturned, he went before the town council to present the benefits of dancing, its spiritual significance, and the way that it's being used or can be used to rejoice, exercise, and celebrate. So let's do it. Are you as inspired as I am? We can do this. You can do it by taking a dance class, like my grandparents did regularly into their 80s. You can dance along with videos, or it can be as simple as you taking a few dance breaks throughout the day. You can turn any space, even the smallest one, into your dance floor. Do it from your couch or chair if you have to. Move one side of your body if that's what feels comfortable. Whatever you do, just get moving. Turn on your favorite music. Maybe it's that Kenny Loggins song from the Footloose movie. Let's turn on the music, dance away the day, cut loose, revitalize our brain and our body. Our future selves will thank us for the dancing we are doing today. Thank you for spending time with me. Remember that I am here to support you on your health and healing journey. You can book an online health coaching session with me using the special discounted rate that I'm offering just for my podcast listeners. It's called the Wishing You Well Special, and you can link to it in the description box of this episode. Please help me to help more people by sharing this episode with someone, by leaving a review for the podcast, by leaving comments, by liking it, by doing all the things to help move the Wishing You Well podcast up the charts so that more people will see it. I will speak with you again next week. I hope you cut loose this week, dance like no one is watching, dance for your health, dance like it's your job, and remember that, as always, I am wishing you well.